studies. There are even certain doctorates available in very specific things, such as even early church history, which may not be a pastoral ministry type of thing, but would contribute to a pastoral ministry if there were other degrees underneath that, obviously, in education. And again, the degree doesn't make the minister. The degree helps equip the minister. God calls through Jesus Christ. Jesus himself literally will call people into pastoral ministry. And when they receive the call, then they have to do what God's asked them to do if they're going to respond to it properly. And if they respond to it properly, then they will do and they will grow into the ministry and they will be educated and trained, and they'll continually educate and train so God can continually use them and teach them new things so that they can lead the congregations they're entrusted to in whatever areas, associate roles, worship areas, and senior roles, executive pastor roles, any of these type of things. If we are called to do that, and we do that, we're training, we're educating so that we can be better equipped. It's kind of like a carpenter. A carpenter goes out to work on somebody's house. And if he goes out there without any tools, he might be able to walk in and evaluate what the problem is. He might be able to even take his hands and tweak a few things back into place. But if he doesn't have his tools with him, he's not going to do very much. And so he's not going to be an effective pastor if he doesn't have the tools of education and training and experience with him when he goes into a church. And so just like a carpenter can't do much without his tools, so someone in pastoral ministry cannot be very effective if they don't have the tools of training, experience, and education. And experience sometimes is one of those things that you get with training and with education and with time and with just being in situations. And so to be an effective pastor, you are going to need some training. You're going to need some education. You're going to need the tools. Now, the training and the education does not give you the title of pastor, does not make you a pastoral minister. It is simply the equipping of it. It's simply part of the process that by which Jesus calls you to be equipped so that you can teach others to be like Christ, to that full mature stature of Jesus that we saw there in Ephesians chapter 4. And that's what we look at as we look and just beginning to see, is God calling you to be in pastoral ministry? Has God called you to be in pastoral ministry? And some people say, yes, I know when Jesus spoke to my heart specifically, and I know that I'm called. Okay, well then, how are we going to develop that? And that's what this whole course here is about, is developing that whole situation in a way that you can obviously be effective in God's kingdom. You can be effective for Jesus Christ. You can have and display the power of the Holy Spirit as he works in and through you, as you're equipped and as you're trained, as you're educated, and as you experience ministry in the pastoral realm.